Okay, it says separation tool. And let's start this one back up with a golden sun. So imagine a huge, bright, shiny golden sun hovering at about 2 feet above your head, calling back any energy that you may have left in the past or in the future, calling back any energy from this past conversation, people, places, objects, possessions. It's all pouring back into this golden sun. Watch as the golden sun fills up, fills in. Or if you'd like, you can set an intention, write it clearly across your golden sun. Book a hole in the bottom of the golden sun and let it all back in. It's going to fall in from the top of your head, falling straight down to your toes, filling you up from toe to head. Filling in your toes, your feet, your ankles, calves, and shins. Thighs, your hips, your back, lower back, mid back, upper back, stomach, chest and shoulders, arms, forearms, hands and fingers, and filling in your neck, face and head, so that every single cell in your body is functioning off your own source energy. Go ahead and just acknowledge your grounding cord. How about, let's send any self-doubt down the grounding cord. You may see it as a color, you may give it a color. Just let it go down your grounding cord, all the way down into the center of the earth. Let's let go of any shame. You may see it as a color, you may want to give it a color. And watch as that goes all the way down your grounding cord, all the way down into the center of the earth. Any judgment of self, judgment of others is now going down your grounding cord, all the way down, working with the law of gravity so it's totally easy and effortless, until it disappears into the center of the earth. You can no longer see it. Go ahead and destroy the grounding cord for the room and create a new one, so that golden column of sun, golden column of light is now retracting into the core of the earth, or it's just simply disappearing. And create a whole new golden column of light from the center of this room all the way down into the center of the earth. Let's ground out any dark, dingy colors. Let's ground out any pain or suffering. Any confusion energy is going down this golden column of light. And just notice your name on all the walls or your image on all the walls. You've totally owned this room. You belong here. This room is in service to you. Then I want you to go ahead and create an object of your choice that we're going to call a separation tool at about 2 feet in front of you. So it could be something that you're familiar with, something that you've used before, or it could be a totally made up object. So it could be like a purple dinosaur, or it could be like your teddy bear. Just notice this object in as much detail as possible. Try and get a 360 view of it. How big or small is it? What color is it? What material is it made of? Just acknowledge that it is just an object. It's not a living being. And so we're trying to get this object in as much detail as possible. It's about 2 feet in front of you. We're calling this your separation tool. And a lot of people use shields. That's totally fine. Mirrors are not okay, just because we're not trying to reflect energy back to people. We're just trying to absorb it, because we're benevolent here. And so this object is going to absorb other people's energy so that you don't have to. And it's going to create that line between you and others so that you don't lose your grounding, you don't lose your authenticity and your solidity in your own space. So it's going to keep you in your space, and it's going to absorb other people's energy so that you don't have to. It's creating energetic boundaries, which will reinforce our psychological boundaries. And we're noticing in as much detail as possible. And then go ahead and write your name in the center of this object. Really own it. You can write your name, you can put a hair strand in there or a DNA sample. Different people are different and like to do it in different ways. So this is your separation tool. And it's about 2 feet in front of you because that's usually the edge of your aura. It's set at the edge of your aura and it's just gonna circle your aura and take good care of you. So it's gonna absorb other people's energy so that you don't have to. There's going to be days where all you need is one separation tool. There's going to be days where you need 4, 5, 10. Just feel yourself out. You know yourself best. So for right now, we're working with this one separation tool. If you like, you can keep it right in front of you, and I'm going to start throwing some energy at you and let it capture it so that you don't, okay? So I'm just going to say some charged words like hatred. And notice where the hatred lands. You can give it a color and watch the color float out of my mouth. And just notice where it lands. Is it going into your separation tool? Is your separation tool working for you? Are you feeling a little bit jarred by it? If you've absorbed a little bit of it, please ground it out. Bunnies. Where is that landing? How about colors? I'm gonna throw the color purple out at you. Let your separation tool absorb it so that you don't have to. I'm throwing the color green at you. Let the separation tool absorb it. And again, if you've absorbed any of it, that's totally cool. You have a grounding board, ground it out. I'm gonna throw the word violence at you. You may see it as a color as I'm saying it, but just notice where violence lands. It may land in your separation tool. Create a whole new separation tool. So you can send this one to the center of the room and just explode it, destroy it, watch as it disappears completely, like as though it never existed. And this time let's create two separation tools. You could go one in the front, one in back. You can create them side by side. Usually if we're making multiple, it's a good idea to have them be like the same object on repeat. So if it is a shield, make two shields. Just for consistency, and just because it's gonna hold energy, and so it gets a little confusing if you're using completely different objects. So we're creating a whole new separation tool. Notice it in as much detail as possible. What size or shape is it? What color is it? Right, we're making two of them. So notice them both in as much detail as possible. Are they mirror images of each other? Duplications of each other? Notice your separation tools in as much detail as possible. Try and get a 360 view of them if you can. Because the more you invest in it, again, the more it'll work for you. So that's where all the details come in. Try and write your name in the center of it. Put your fingerprint in there, your sample, whatever you like. This is your separation tool, your separation tools. They are here to serve you and to keep up your energetic boundaries so that they're going to absorb energy so that you don't have to. Separation tool picking up the yellow so that you don't have to. Notice if it changes the way the separation tool looks when it absorbs the yellow. It may or may not. And you might want to have them circulate. For this class and for learning it, it might be easier to just have them stay put for right now, but once you start using them on your own, just have them circulate your aura or just have them work for you and they will. How about the color orange? from me to you. Notice where the orange goes, where it lands. How about sadness? What if I tell you a sad, sad story? All about I got my heart broken, I was devastated, in tears, and lost all my money, and then lost my job, lost everything. It was awful. And then I became homeless, got addicted to drugs. It was awful, awful, awful. Let the separation to absorb all of that so that you don't have to. And if you did, it just goes down your grounding cord. So maybe I should take it a little more seriously. Okay, so more colors. I'm going to throw the color green at you. I'm throwing the color yellow at you. Go ahead and destroy these separation tools. Send them to the center of the room. Watch them explode. And you can go ahead and create four separation tools this time. One in front, one in back, one to either side. It could be the same object that you've been using, or a completely different object. Again, it's replications of the same object. Notice these four objects in as much detail as possible. Write your name out in the middle of them. Owning them, they work for you and only you. They're here to reinforce your space, help out with the energetic boundaries, which reinforce the psychological boundaries, helping keeping you in your space so that you can come from your truth, and so that when I share my truth, it lands in your separation tool and not in your space. It will absorb it for you. You can set them to work. And then, before we continue, actually, gift yourself a golden sun real quick. So just imagine a huge golden sun filling up right above your head. Filling up, filling in. Poke a hole in the bottom of it. And let it all in. It's going to come in through the top of your head. Straight down to your toes, filling in your toes, your feet, your ankles, calves and shins, your knees, thighs, hips, chest, shoulders, lower back, mid-back, upper back, arms, forearms, hands and fingers, and your neck, face and head. And notice your grounding cord. Notice this room is grounded and you own it. Notice your four separation tools. And then I'm gonna throw some red energy at you. I'm gonna tell you that I'm really mad at you. Let your separation tool pick it up. What if I told you guys all that you really suck at this? You're not good at this at all. See if you can let the separation tool pick it up, and so that it doesn't land in your space. It doesn't affect the way you think about yourself. What if I was really, really mad at you? Totally disappointed, discouraged. You've really let me down, guys. See if you can stand strong in your space so that your separation tool picks up all that energy and you don't. And if you have picked it up, go ahead and ground it out. Give yourself a golden sun to solidify you and reaffirm your truth. And then I'm gonna throw some purple at you. The separation tool pick it up, the tools. Throwing, how about the number 2? Let your tools absorb it. The number 5. Purple triangle. Go ahead and destroy these four tools. Send them all into the center of the room. Explode them. Destroy them so that They no longer exist. And whatever you want, if you want to create yourself one tool for the rest of the day or multiple, however you're feeling, go ahead and create one or multiple separation tools for yourself right here and now. Take it in. Notice in as much detail as possible what size or shape is it, colors, material. Go ahead and own this tool for yourself, these tools. Write your name in the center of them. And then set them to work for you. Which just means that they're gonna rotate and pick up energy so that you don't have to. You can kind of like forget about them from here on out. Or they may come up when you find yourself in conversation and you can imagine the tool between you and the person that you're talking with and imagine the tool absorbing their energy. Go ahead and gift yourself a huge golden sun. So create at least the size of a car, a golden sun right above your head, filling up and in with your own source energy, your very own personal power. It's the very energy that you were created from. It's the energy that best serves you. You can set your golden sun to whatever intention you'd like. Self-love, inner peace, intuition, clarity. And then you can go ahead and poke a hole in the bottom of your golden sun and let it all in. It's going to come in from the top of your head, fall straight down to your toes, and fill you up from toe to head. Your feet, your ankles, your calves and shins, your knees, your thighs, your hips, your lower back, mid back, upper back, your entire torso, all those internal organs in there, chest, shoulders, arms, forearms, hands and fingers, and your neck, face and head. Every single cell in your body is functioning off your own source energy because it's the energy that works best for you. And every single cell in your body is functioning off your personally set intentions. When you're all set, you can take a few deep breaths, wiggle your toes.